This is Rock and Roll Radio.
From 10 to 11 p.m. every Friday and Saturday on Easy FM. All about rock.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
I'm Erlen. I'm from the Norwegian band Kings of Convenience. I'm here in China. This is our first tour in China apart from Hong Kong.
来自挪威的清新二人组合 Kings of Convenience 在2023年参加了中国香港的 Krokenfrapp 音乐节，今年终于来到内地巡演，其中包括上海、广州和北京。Kings of Convenience 的两位成员 Erlen 和 Eric 都是来自挪威的城市贝尔根，他们两个人都出生在1975年，他们在同一所学校上学的时候认识，并和几位好友组建了乐队，乐队里有四五位成员，一切都很复杂。当乐队解散之后，只剩下 Erlen 和 Eric 两个人继续做音乐的时候，他们发现一切都变得非常简单。
Well, it was more, for us it was more about we used to be in a band with four or five people, and doing things was complicated. Mm-hmm. And when we were just the two of us, mm-hmm. I mean, it was easier to perform, it was easier to travel, it was easier to record and organize things. So in this way, we were Kings of Convenience. At the same time, also thinking Kings of Convenience also refers a little bit to the development, mm-hmm. how society was going and has been going, you know. The mobile phone being the biggest example, you know, instead of having a good talking quality on your phone, you just want to have the thing available at all times.
这就是 Kings of Convenience 这个乐队名字的由来，它不仅代表着两个人的组合更加方便，同时也标志着科技的发展让我们的生活和社会向着更加便利的方向发展。我们现在听到的是 Kings of Convenience 在2004年出版的第二张专辑当中的歌曲Homesick.
I'll lose some sales and my boss won't be happy, but I can't stop listening. to the sound of two soft voices blended in perfection from the reels of this record that I found. Every day there's a boy in the mirror asking me, what are you doing here? Finding all my previous motives, growing increasingly unclear. I've traveled far and I've burned all the bridges I believed as soon as I hit land. All the other options held before me would wither in the light of my plan. So I lose some sails and my boss won't be happy, but there's only one thing on my mind. Searching boxes underneath the counter on a chance that on the tape I'd find a song for someone who needs somewhere to long for.
这首有着淡淡的乡愁的歌曲 Homesick 是1998年 Erland 在伦敦生活期间，他在一家时装店工作的时候，根据他的真实生活经历而创作的。
That was me. I lived in London in 1998 and I worked not in a record shop, in a shop that sold clothes. And I had very little money, but we had just started with our band. Me and Eric had one show with Kings of Convenience.And so, as everyone was saying that we sounded like Simon and Garfunkel, I bought this compilation CD of Simon and Garfunkel and was listening to that. So there I am in the store listening to this band, and I'm completely captured by their harmonies and the excitement of being able to do something similar like that.Particularly one song, there is a demo version of the song Bleecker Street that you get only on the compilation Old Friends.
在歌曲当中 Erland 的描写他在时装店的销售并不理想，当时他跟 Eric 刚刚组建 Kings of Convenience 乐队，他们两个人都没有什么钱，只举办了一场演出，很多人都说他们的声音很像 Simon and Garfunkel，于是他买来了一张 Simon and Garfunkel 的精选专辑，被唱片里边的两个温柔的声音和他们的完美的和声而深深吸引，尤其是这一首 demo version 的 Bleecker Street。
Fogs rolling in off the East River bank like a shroud. It covers Bleecker Street, fills the alley.Sleep hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices leaking from a sad cafe, smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow. A shadow's hand.
在上世纪90年代末 ，Kings of Convenience 的出现，唤醒了人们记忆当中已经被遗忘的60年代流行音乐当中淳朴、简单、温暖而又美好的人生的和声。
Yeah, I mean, like, when music from the '60s, most of the music from the '60s are that were once very famous, but as the years go by, it disappears.And then it's there for you to discover as a gem. And now we have a lot of music, you know. Now we have 60, 70 years of recorded pop music. So there's a lot of things out there for people to find, you know. If you are a good looker, you can look and find hidden things that can feel like it's your music.
Kings of Convenience 从六七十年代的民谣音乐当中获取灵感，这就是为什么他们的音乐里边充满了怀旧的情绪。下面我们听到的是 Kings of Convenience 在2021年推出的专辑当中的歌曲 Rumors。
I heard them whisper and say bad things about you, accusations we both know are wrong. It's not true what they say about youIt's not true what they say about you. I know you was generous and kind, never blind.This crazy world, I know you was humble and fair. How can anyone expect you to solve all the problems addressed to you? They are too many and you're housed a few.Your father made
eyes of the world away from their own well-hidden crimes. I want to tell you that I love you, but I know you can't hear me now. I know you can't hear me now. Don't let them tell you, don't let them tell you who you are. Don't let them tell you, don't let them tell you who you are. Don't let them tell you, don't let them tell you who you
are.Kings of Convenience 的音乐有一种被时间凝固的感觉，就像他们所生活的城市贝尔根一样，远离现代社会发展的脚步，在一片自然的宁静当中，一切都变得缓慢而又优雅。
Well, in a way, yes. I have to say that one thing that strikes, of course, that strikes us a lot with China is that you've been very much into modernizing everything.And we had a similar movement in Bergen in the 50s and 60s. People were saying, let's just tear it down and build something proper. And thank God we didn't do that, because that was, you know, that was the unique thing about Bergen was is our old wooden houses. If you go to Sweden, you'll find that a lot of the cities in Sweden, not Stockholm, but like Umeå and other cities in the north,They did exactly that. They tear everything all down and build new cities. And it's a bit sad, really. I mean, you have to... It's very beautiful. I mean, beautiful old houses are very, very pretty. And you want to have something like that in your town. I mean, there's space for all this in a city. But the Norwegian tradition of wooden houses is very unique to Norway. So that's what you'll find in Bergen. You'll find a lot of this...old atmosphere, which will continue to excite us and also excite visitors from Asia for another 100 years. Because, I mean, there are so many tourists from around the world that is very excited about this old streets of Bergen.
Norwegian wood, right?
Norwegian wood. This is very much Norwegian wood. Norwegian wood. The Beatles, you know, the Beatles is, it's much more the Beatles than Simon and Garfunkel that is our inspiration.She told me to sit anywhere.
刚才我们听到的是 The Beatles 在1965年演唱的歌曲 Norwegian Wood。 尔兰说其实他们最早的音乐影响并不是来自 Simon and Garfunkel， 而是来自早期的 Beatles 的歌曲。
The reason we sound like Simon and Garfunkel is that there is something in our voices that we were born with that sounds in this way. But it wasn't necessarily a choice. Me and Eric were very excited about the acoustic songs of Beatles, like Blackbird, Norwegian Wood, and I Love Her. And, you know, there is a lot of Girl, Normie. There's a lot of songs that has very similar vibe to Kings of Convenience. And that's really what we listen to and where our aesthetic and our idea of what is good music comes from there.
人们认为 Kings of Convenience 的音乐当中有 Simon and Garfunkel 的影子，是因为他们两个人的嗓音天生就和 Simon and Garfunkel 有着相似之处。这并不是他们最初的音乐选择，而他们真正的音乐影响是来自 Beatles 的 Acoustic Sound。 我们再来听一首 Kings of Convenience 在2004年推出的第二张录音室专辑 Ride on an Empty Street 当中的标题作品。
Why so quiet, oh my mysterious country singer, she asks. My life, it's a riot, I am climbing barricades in empty streets at night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of music. I'm not going to say this is the most important part of music. It's something that for us, me and Eric, this is our power. We have the power of singing well together. And so we have to make the most out of it. But I mean, music is so beautiful because you can say that, you can say, oh, I don't like metal music. And then suddenly comes along a metal band, you think, oh, I like this. Somebody does exactly what you think you don't like, but they make it work. So, yeah, music is, that's the exciting thing of music. It's still open.